This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a worship leader and her husband who are crying out to God to raise their dead daughter to life again. After their calls to prayer made national headlines, Bethel pastor Bill Johnson released a statement explaining why they had faith for this miracle. Stay tuned to find out more. God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share His simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com. Bethel worship leader and songwriter Callie Heiligenthal asked for urgent prayer Sunday on her daughter's behalf. Her request? That her daughter would come back to life. In her Instagram post, Callie explained that her daughter, Olive Elaine, stopped breathing on Saturday. Doctors pronounced her dead. But Callie and her husband still have faith as of this recording that God can raise her from the dead. With each day that passes, Callie posts another photo on Instagram, saying that today is a great day for resurrection. Her call to prayer garnered quite a bit of attention, first of all from notable Christian leaders and influencers around the nation who stood in faith for Olive to come back to life. The story soon made national headlines, but with that also came questions. In response, Bethel pastor Bill Johnson posted a video explaining why the church was standing in faith with Callie and praying for her daughter to rise from the dead. Bill Johnson started by thanking everyone who had been praying with them for 2-year-old Olive to come back to life. He then said this, We've been praying for the miracle of God. Mom and Dad, Andrew and Callie, have asked us to pray for resurrection. We've joined with them. Johnson then went on to explain the biblical precedent the Bible sets for resurrection miracles. He says this, Jesus raised the dead. Jesus raised the dead. Not only that, He introduced Himself as the resurrection and the life. In fact, in John 11:40, He says, If you believe, you will see the glory of God. End quote. Johnson continued on to explain how Jesus equipped His disciples to perform incredible miracles like He did, including resurrections. He then said that some have asked if their prayers were interrupting the sovereignty of God. But to that question, Johnson points again to Jesus' miracles. Was Jesus interrupting the sovereignty of God when He raised people back to life? Was He interrupting God's timeline for that person to die? Johnson says, absolutely not. Later on in the video, he says this, We know enough that when there's a breakthrough, when there's an answer, when there's a miracle of any kind, He gets the glory. He gets the credit. He's the one who performed it. It may have been our hands. It may have been our words. But honestly, He's the miracle worker. We're just tools in His hands. But when it doesn't work, we don't blame God. We give Him the glory. End quote. Watch the full video at charismanews.com and keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.